This audio presentation is the teaching of Jennifer Arcatola of New Hope East Hawaii. Today's message, entitled Thanks Living, was delivered on November 17th, 2019. Here now is Jennifer Arcatola.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, well, welcome. It is such a blessing to be sharing this day with all of you. This morning, I have the privilege, honor, and joy of sharing today's message. I prayed long and hard for God to show me just what it was that I was to share with you today. I felt God impress the word thanksgiving upon my heart. I prayed on it, and I asked God to give me direction on how to carry out this message today. Now, I find that God speaks to me, not just through the word and my daily devotions, but also through things that are going on or happening around me. The key is to just be open and receptive to hear him and to see him in all things. Now, I had been praying and waiting for God's direction for this message, and I knew that it would happen when I least expected it to, and that it did. Last month, on the 16th, our son Josiah turned 17 years old. I feel so old. Hair dye can only do so much, which obviously didn't do this week. But anyway, it's been kind of a family tradition, I guess, where every year on each of our birthdays, we go to Hilo Burger Joint for dinner. And now, if you don't know, Hilo Burger Joint, if it's your birthday, you get your burger for free. But as an added bonus, if you have a Kaukau discount card, you also get buy one, get one half off of the appetizers or entrees. And you can use more than one card at one time. We've done it all the time. It's the cheapest meal ever. Anyway, this year Josiah decided he wanted to break tradition and go. He wanted to stay home for his dinner. All he wanted was for his dad to cook roast beef, gravy, and mashed potatoes, and for his grandma-law to make him his birthday cake. So we had my mom, my sister, and her children come over, and we had a great time. And after dinner, we're all sitting around talking stories, and all of a sudden, everything gets really quiet. Well, for me, anyway. And all I could hear was my youngest nephew's voice, and his name is Cajun, but for some unknown reason, he wants us to call him DJ Marshmallow. I don't know. Anyway, he was talking to his brothers and sisters, and he was saying things that didn't really make any sense. So I asked him, Cajun, what are you talking about? And he said, oh, I just like to make up words. And I said, oh, okay. Now, I don't remember anything he said, probably because none of the words he was saying made any sense whatsoever. So I just shrugged it off. I chalked it up to him being his weird little self, and I forgot about it. The next morning, I woke up to the thought of him again making up words. This happened all throughout the day, and later that afternoon, I started to type out my thoughts for the message, kind of a rough draft. And I guess just God had different plans for me, because there he went, popping into my head again, making up words. And as I started to type the word Thanksgiving, I had mistyped and typed Thanks Living instead. Now, as I began to backspace, it finally clicked that I was meant to borrow a page from the funky linguistical dictionary of my nephew and make up my own word. Now, Webster's Dictionary defines Thanksgiving as a public acknowledgement or celebration of divine goodness. Google defines Thanksgiving as the expression of gratitude, especially to God. Most children define Thanksgiving as a time to eat turkey, mashed potatoes, and pumpkin pie. Now, taking these things into mind, the one thing I felt that was missing from all of these definitions were the how, when, and where to do these things. Now, it's not just one day in November that we can all come together and get to take a break from our keto diet and indulge in the turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, green bean casserole, pumpkin pie, and stuffing. Oh, my goodness, the stuffing. Okay, sorry. It's much more than that. It's Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving means living in a state of thankfulness when we show our thanks by the way we live and when we look at the many ways that God has blessed us and we thank him by being a blessing to others. Today we're going to talk about just how and when we are to praise and give thanks to God. When someone does something nice for you, what do? You say thank you, right? I don't know about you, but sometimes thank you just doesn't quite seem to feel enough. Has someone ever done something for you that was just so nice that you wanted to do more than just say thank you? I have. Now, there's a million ways that you can say thank you or to show your gratitude and appreciation. Maybe sending a thank you card or taking that person to lunch or to dinner. Maybe sending them flowers or, a fruit basket. Buying them a new purse. Buying them a new power tool, Pastor Scott. New fishing pole for the husband. No, he get enough. Don't buy him anything. It's always important to show our appreciation when someone does something for us, right? Well, I don't know anyone who's done more for us than God has. God provides everything we could possibly need. He provides food when we are hungry and water when we are thirsty. He heals us when we are sick, and he comforts us when we are sad. Now, the Bible tells us that he is an ever-present helper in times of trouble. God is always there. Because of all that God has done for us, we say thank you, but somehow that doesn't ever seem to be enough. Our God is just so amazing and so awesome. He even teaches us through his word how to thank him. That brings me to point number one, praise him always. Now, if you've brought your Bibles with you today, please turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We're going to look at verses 16 through 18. 1 Thessalonians is in the New Testament, right after Colossians and right before 2 Thessalonians. Now, 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18 says, "Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." I want you to underline the word everything in that scripture. God does not say to be thankful only in the good or easy times or situations. God tells us to rejoice evermore, meaning to rejoice always. Through everything, he instructs us to pray without ceasing. That means pray in and through every situation without stopping. Now, you all know my family and the many trials that have come about, whether it's been epilepsy, heart problems, bleeding problems, hearing loss, cancer, the list goes on. You name it. There's a strong possibility that we've either been through it or are going through it. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, and I'm not going to lie. It's never easy. And sometimes, if not most of the time, it just plain, well, it sucks. And I'm sorry, but it does. The one thing I can say for certain is that no matter what has happened or is to come, we never have or never will stop praying through it, and we'll always rejoice through it all. Because every time God calls you to be in that valley or to endure that trial, be thankful that he has called you. He has called you there because he has chosen to grow you and to teach you and to mold you to be the person he has called you to be. And trust me, I know how difficult it can be to stay positive and joyous in all the situations. I do. But if you just focus your minds, steady your hearts, and put your faith in God and all that he has done and is doing for us, you will surely be comforted. This is further made evident in the next scripture. So if you'll turn with me to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, we'll be in verses 6 through 8. Ephesians is in the New Testament right after Galatians and right before Philippians. Ephesians 1, verses 6 through 8 says, "So we praise God for the glorious grace that he has poured out on us who belong to his dear Son. He is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his Son and forgave our sins. He has showered his kindness on us, along with all wisdom and understanding." You see, God doesn't cause us to carry the burdens of this world on our own. I think these things need to happen in our lives in order to grow us, and all the while they teach us to rely on and trust in him even more. Just like me saying that certain situations we face may suck, I know that by God's grace and kindness, the situations of this world that we might face are only temporary, and that God has a much, much better plan for us all. All we need to do is to trust in Him. Number two, be the light. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. You are God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of the darkness and into His wonderful light." I want you to underline God's special possession. Wow. You are God's special possession. I don't know about you, but to me, it really just doesn't get better than that. That is just so special. To know that the Creator of the universe considers you to be His special possession, a treasure, if you will. I just want you to let that manifest in you for a minute. And I want you to think about something. When you have something you treasure, something you received or earned, something you've worked for and attained or achieved, you treasure it, don't you? When you have something you treasure, you protect it, right? You guard it and you keep it safe. How do you think God feels about you? His special possession, His treasure. I want you to keep that in mind when you face opposition or adversity in your life. God will always be right there protecting you, comforting you, walking beside you and seeing you through it, no matter what it is. I want you to remember that and carry it with you each and every day and apply it to everything and share it with everyone around you. Matthew 5, verse 16 says, "In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." So 1 year ago, I was blessed with an amazing opportunity working for juvenile probation for the state of Hawaii. I am so very grateful to God for allowing me to serve Him where He's placed me. About 6 months into my employment, I was offered a promotion. I came home, talked to my husband, and more importantly, we prayed about it. Now, I've been told by people I work with that people who had had my position before me would leave as soon as their probationary period was up. They'd find another position within the state that paid more money, and they'd move on. Now, I don't know about you, but making more money is always a plus, right? Now, after talking with my husband and praying a lot about it, I finally got my answer through my devotions one day. As enticing as a bigger paycheck sounded, especially with a child heading off to college soon, I declined the promotion as well as the next two that came along. Now, you might be thinking, what is wrong with her? Why would she do that? In fact, I thought that myself sometimes, and I've been flat out asked why I declined, and I still get asked why I turned them down. My reason is this. You see, I am nothing if I'm not obedient to God. And God told me to stay where I'm at. And until He tells me to move, I won't move. You see, it was never about the money. I knew that taking that position, I would be able to share God's light with others all day, every day. I wouldn't be stuck in a cubicle in the middle of an office pushing papers. I would be right there, up close and personal, ready and willing to pray for anyone and to share God's light with anyone and everyone. I get to see and talk to each and every child and each and every parent that walks through my door. I see them come in on their first appointment, broken and bothered, and leave on their very last appointment, mended, strengthened, and with a new sense of self. Whether they know it or not, and whether or not they think I'm the crazy lady who talks to herself, because no matter what I do, even when I'm praying silently, my mouth moves, I'm praying for them. Praying from the minute they get there until the moment they leave. Seeing their triumphs and strength through adversity and their determination makes everything worth it for me. I think God calls each and every one of us to something, and I believe this is exactly where He's called me to be. Point number three, choose to remain thankful no matter what. Psalm 34, verse 13 says, I will praise the Lord no matter what happens. I will constantly speak of his glories and grace. Now, he doesn't say once in a while. He says constantly speak of his glories and grace. I will boast of all his kindness to me. Let all who are discouraged take heart. Let us praise the Lord together and exalt his name. At this time, I'd like to call a very dear friend, Scott, to come up and share a testimony with you.
Okay, so to share a little bit of my testimony, I dealt with worldly addictions and choosing worldly things to cover depression, anxiety, and hurt. And along that, discovered my dad had stage 3 to stage 5 cancer throughout his body, his brain, his bones, and turning to God, watching him change, and then my mom 2 years later getting breast cancer, white blood cell count down in the teens, sepsis in her blood, organ shutting down to where the doctors told us that she was gonna die. And for her to come back 5 months later, walking at home, and to this day still living, and even my dad through prayer, my struggles with worldly addictions, I turned to prayer, and seeing prayer work for my mom and dad, healing them even from cancer, strengthened my faith to realize that through those years that I prayed for God to take me, as I truly believe in heaven, and death doesn't scare me, it excites me to know that I'll be living forever without pain, without depression. But God didn't take me for a reason. So for whatever reason that may be, I'm still here, and I love to share more of my testimony with any of you if you want to know. It just goes way deeper, so I wouldn't have enough time. But I give all thanks, praise, and glory to Jesus Christ. Because if I choose to focus on what I don't have, it's really hurting. But I choose now to let go and give it to God so I can remain happy. That's all I got to share.
Not working. Oh, now it's working. Thank you, Scott. So you see, no matter what happens, there's always a blessing. All you need to do is find it. Find the blessing. Find the lesson. And above all else, take the time to realize that God has never left you, and he's always standing right there next to you. Praise him for everything he is doing in and through you. Praise him for the test you are going through, because it's creating in you a greater testimony. There is no storm that God won't carry you through, no bridge that God won't help you cross, and no battle that God won't help you win. Trust God and never give up. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." What God is saying is that we shouldn't worry about anything. And just like we talked about earlier, pray without ceasing. Ask God for what it is you need and want. Get into the Word. Be open and receptive to hear him and to feel him. He is always ready and always willing to talk with you. When you pray, that's you talking to God. But when you read the Bible, that's God talking back to you. Romans 12, verse 12, is one of my favorite scriptures. I feel it's very fitting for my life. It says, "Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer." I'm working on the patient part. You ask my husband, I'm really trying. The joyful and the faithful parts, I'm sure we can all agree, are the easier of the three. The being patient in affliction isn't always the easiest to do. In fact, it's extremely hard to remain patient when things that are going around you, going on around you seem to be spinning out of control. When you are down and out and everything seems to be going wrong, I want you to think of this scripture and remind yourself of the awesome and amazing God that we serve. Pray when you feel like worrying, give thanks when you feel like complaining, and most importantly, keep going when you feel like quitting. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. God didn't put out the fire they were in. He just put Jesus in there with them, and they came out without a scratch. It's not about God stopping all the things that look bad. It's about who's in there with you. Keep him close to you. There are so very many ways that we are taught about giving thanks to God or living in a state of thanks. Now, I'm not going to go through them all because there's a lot. You can do that on your own later, but on the bottom of your bulletins, I've listed just a few examples of places in the Bible and different ways that the Word teaches us about giving thanks. Thank you so very much for allowing me to share this message with you today.
Thank Jennifer one more time. James, thank you for allowing your wife to be up here. I'm so grateful that we get to have people come up here and deliver the message. That way you don't have to hear me each week. Amen? Yeah. Man, so, hey, can you go out during this week and live thankfully and let it show that you are living thankfully, not just to God, but to those who are around you, your family and your friends. We're coming into Thanksgiving and Christmas. Yeah, you guys know that, right? You guys know that right after Thanksgiving, you blink your eye, it's going to be Christmas Eve, and we're just going to be going crazy with all the things we need to do. Let me remind you the reason for Christmas and Thanksgiving. For us to be thankful, to remember the birth of our Savior. It's a time for you and I to invite our family and friends to come to join us here, because I guarantee you, they are just waiting for you to ask them, hey, would you like to come check us out? You know, the best phrase I think you could use is, hey, come and see. Get them thinking, get them curious. Come and see what we're doing here. And it's a great time to invite your family and friends to get the best gift ever, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Would you stand and join us? And we're going to sing.
The whole shebang.
Been listening to Jennifer Arcatola of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Keau, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.